First century, 21 through 30. Number 21. By the very right of your senses, you enjoy the world. Is not the beauty of the hemisphere present to your eye? Doth not the glory of the sun pay tribute to your sight? Is not the vision of the world an amiable thing? Do not the stars shed influences to perfect the air? Is not that a marvelous body to breathe in? To visit the lungs, repair the spirits, revive the senses, cool the blood, fill the empty spaces between the earth and heavens, and yet give liberty to all objects? Prize these first, and you shall enjoy the residue. Glory, dominion, power, wisdom, honor, angels, souls, kingdoms, ages. Be faithful in a little, and you shall be master over much. If you be not faithful in esteeming these, who shall put into your hands the true treasures? If you be negligent in prizing these, you will be negligent in prizing all. For there is a disease in him who despises present mercies, which, till it be cured, he can never be happy. He esteems nothing that he has, but is ever gaping after more, which when he has, he despises in like manner. Insatiableness is good, but not ingratitude. Number 22. It is of the nobility of man's soul that he is insatiable. For he hath the benefactor so prone to give that he delighteth in us for asking. Do not your inclinations tell you that the world is yours? Do you not covet all? Do you not long to have it, to enjoy it, to overcome it? To what end do men gather riches but to multiply more? Do they not like Pyrrhus, the king of Epire, add house to house and lands to land, that they may get it all? It is storied of that prince, that having conceived a purpose to invade Italy, he sent for Cineas, a philosopher and the king's friend, to whom he communicated his design and desired his counsel. Cineas asked him to what purpose he invaded Italy. He said, to conquer it. And what will you do when you have conquered it? Go into France, said the king, and conquer that. And what will you do when you have conquered France? Conquer Germany. And what then? Said the philosopher. Conquer Spain. I perceive, said Cineas, you mean to conquer all the world. What will you do when you have conquered all? Why then, said the king, we will return and enjoy ourselves at quiet in our own land. So you may now, said the philosopher, without all this ado. Yet could he not divert him till he was ruined by the Romans. Thus men get 100 pounds a year, that they may get another, and having 2, covet 8, and there is no end of all their labor, because the desire of their soul is insatiable. Like Alexander the Great, they must have all, and when they have got it all, be quiet. And may they not do all this before they begin? Nay, it would be well if they could be quiet. But if, after all, they shall be like the stars that are seated on high, but have no rest, what gain they more, but labor for their trouble? It is wittily feigned that the young man sat down and cried for more worlds to conquer. So insatiable is man that millions will not please him. They are no more than so many tennis balls in comparison to the greatness and highness of his soul. Number 23. The noble inclination whereby man thirsteth after riches and dominion is his highest virtue, when rightly guided, and carries him as in a triumphant chariot to his sovereign happiness. Men are made miserable only by abusing it. Taking a false way to satisfy it, they pursue the wind. Nay, labor in the very fire, and after all reap but vanity. Whereas, as God's love, which is the fountain of all, did cost us nothing, so were all other things prepared by it to satisfy our inclinations in the best of manners, freely, without any cost of ours. Seeing, therefore, all satisfactions are near at hand, by going further, we do but leave them, and wearying ourselves in a long way around like a blind man, forsake them. They are immediately near to the very gates of our senses. It becometh the bounty of God to prepare them freely, to make them glorious, and their enjoyment easy. For because his love is free, so are his treasures. He, therefore, that will despise them because he hath them is marvelously irrational. The way to possess them is to esteem them, and the true way of reigning over them is to break the world all into parts, to examine them asunder. And if we find them so excellent that better could not possibly be made, and so made they could not be ours, to rejoice in all with pleasure answerable to the merit of their goodness. We, being then kings over the whole world, when we restore the pieces to their proper places, being perfectly pleased with the whole composure. This shall give you a thorough grounded contentment, far beyond what troublesome wars or conquests can acquire. Number 24. Is it not a sweet thing to have all covetousness and ambition satisfied, suspicion and infidelity removed, courage and joy infused? Yet is all this in the fruition of the world attained? For thereby God is seen in all wisdom, power, goodness, and glory. Number 25. Your enjoyment of the world is never right till you so esteem it, that everything in it is more your treasure than a king's exchequer full of gold and silver, and that exchequer yours also in its place and service. Can you take too much joy in your father's works? He is himself in everything. Some things are little on the outside and rough and common, but I remember the time when the dust of the streets were as pleasing to gold to my infant eyes, and now they are more precious to the eye of reason. Number 26. The surfaces of things and their excellencies are spiritual, being objects not of the eye but of the mind, and you more spiritual by how much more you esteem them. Pigs eat acorns, but neither consider the sun that gave them life, nor the influences of the heavens by which they are nourished, nor the very root of the tree from whence they came. This being the work of angels, who in a wide and clear light see even the sea that gave them moisture, and feed upon that acorn spiritually while they know the ends for which it was created, and feast upon all these as upon a world of joys within it, while to ignorant swine that eat the shell, it is an empty husk of no taste nor delightful savor. Number 27. You never enjoy the world aright till you see how a saint exhibits the wisdom and power of God, and prize in everything the service which they do you, by manifesting his glory and goodness to your soul, far more than the visible beauty on their surface or the material services they can do your body. Wine by its moisture quencheth my thirst, whether I consider it or no, but to see it flowing from his love who gave it unto man quencheth the thirst even of the holy angels. To consider it is to drink it spiritually. To rejoice in its diffusion is to be of a public mind, and to take pleasure in all the benefits it doth to all is heavenly, for so they do in heaven. To do so is to be divine and good, and to imitate our infinite and eternal Father. Number 28. Your enjoyment of the world is never right till every morning you awake in heaven. See yourself in your Father's palace, and look upon the skies, the earth, and the air as celestial joys, having such a reverend esteem of all as if you were among the angels. The bride of a monarch in her husband's chamber hath too such causes of delight as you. Number 29. You never enjoy the world aright till the sea itself flows in your veins, till you are clothed with the heavens and crowned with the stars, and perceive yourself to be the sole heir of the whole world, and more than so, because men are in it who are every one sole heirs as well as you, till you can sing and rejoice and delight in God, as misers do in gold, as kings in scepters, you never enjoy the world. Number 30. Till your spirit fills the whole world, and the stars are your jewels, till you are as familiar with the ways of God in all ages as with your walk and table, till you are intimately acquainted with that shady nothing out of which the world was made, till you love men so as to desire their happiness with a thirst equal to the zeal of your own, till you delight in God for being good to all, you never enjoy the world. Till you more feel it than your private estate, and are more present in the hemisphere, considering the glories and the beauties there than in your own house. Till you remember how lately you were made, and how wonderful it was when you came into it, and more rejoice in the palace of your glory than if it had been made but today morning.